Welcome to Shomach Shavah and the Daf Shir sponsor Lunish Masam Yaakov Shoham Le'ab HaSitzchok. We're holding Bo'obas or Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara in the end of Mud Alef is the famous Gemara regarding the Koyach of the Chachamim. The Gemara says, "Mir Shechar Beis Hamikdash Nitlo Nevuah Min Hanevi'im V'Nitla LeChachamim." And the Gemara goes on to explain, "Avo Beis Nitlo Min Hanevi'im Min HaChachamim Lo Nitlo." And the Gemara goes on to add, "V'Chacham Odiv Min Navi." The Chacham is even greater than a Navi. And Rashi explains, what does it mean, Nitla ben Nevim? It was taken from the Nevim, She'einam Chachamim. But from the Chachamim, it was not taken away. So the way the Mashmos of Rashi is, Rashi says like this, there is a Nevuah that was by people that maybe are not Chachamim. There are some people that were not Chachamim, they still get a Nevuah. That was taken away. Today, the only way to connect a Nevuah is only someone who's a Chacham. The Chacham is the one who can connect a Nevuah. But the Ramban here argues, and the very famous Ramban, the Lashon Ramban that everybody quotes. The Ramban goes on and says, Pshat is like this. Even though the Nevuah was taken away, the Mara and Chaz were taken away, but not the Chochma. And the Lashon of the Ramban is, Lo Yoidi Ma'emes Beruach HaKodesh Shebekirbo. So the Ramban is telling us that there's two types of nevuas. There's the nevuah, which is a mari nevuah, mari of chazon. The way a navi is able to see things, that was taken away. But the nevuah of chachamim, that's ruach hakodesh asher bekirbam, is the understanding that they have in their heart, in their mind, that's something that was not taken away. And to explain the chiluk a little bit more, we have the Maharal in Gevuras Hashem in his first Hakdama. He brings our Gemara and he explains the Chiluk. And he says there's a very big difference between a Novi and a Chacham. A Novi is called a Roye or a Choyze. Chazoy Nishayah, Losh Re'iyo. Even though we're not talking about the physical sight that we have, the physical vision that we can see. We're talking about the Re'iyo of Nevuah. It's a different type of vision. It's a more spiritual vision. But it's still a vision. It's still something that has to do with sight. Has to do with re'io. You're taking the eyes and you're looking at something in a more spiritual, at a higher spiritual level. But you have to see it with your eyes. You have to be able to connect to that thing which is that you're seeing. You're able to connect to it. It's something outside of you and you're able to connect to it. But a chacham says the Maharal, it's not a re'io. You don't see anything. You understand something. The Chacham is taking something from his own seichel. He's taking something and he's understanding it. Mikoyach haseichel, as the Ramban says, Peruach HaKodesh Bekir Boy. It's his own intelligence. He's able to elevate his intelligence to hasagas, which are beyond where he is. But it's his intelligence that is greater than Nevuah. Because Nevuah is not what you have in your own intelligence. It's something that you see from the outside. And this, my Rabbi, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, always used to explain, that this is the difference between Re'iyo and Shmiyo. We know that when you understand something, you use the Lashon Shemeya. Even in today's Hebrew, you say, Nishomea, means that I understand. You're using the Gemara, Toshma, come listen. Listen means come understand. Have a Havana. The Shmiya is Lashon Havana. The Chachamim gets something with a Shmiya. Shmiya, what is a Shmiya? Someone you hear something. He hears many verbs, many tones, and he has to put it together to understand that there's a word being saying over here. The person has to use his own intelligence to understand what he hears. But seeing the sight is a one split moment. You see something in your eyes, you right away, you have the picture. It's not something that person has to come and connect together. It's less of a pe'ula of the intelligence of a person. The chacham is a shemeya. The Novi is a Roy. And very similarly, he says, Tzadik HaKoyen, in many places, we're going to mention one place, is we see Silayla Oysnu Mvov. He says, we know that the Arizal was able to get to Asogis that many of the Nevim were not able to get to. Because what's Pshat? Because the Arizal did not do with the Nevuah. Nevuah is what you're able to see. Seeing has limitations in this world. You're not able to see everything. It says, Amoshe Rabbeinu, Ki lo yireini Yehodom Machai. To see with your own eyes, there's a limitation where you could see in this world, where you're able to connect to in that way. But understanding, havana, tfisa, intelligence, that a person can get to a much higher level of understanding than what you could see. Even in Olam Hazeh, a person can elevate himself to the madrega of understanding. And that's why it says the Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand Rabbi Akiva, because the levels of Torah Shebaaleh are able to reach higher levels of Torah Shebichtav. And connect to this, what we spoke about in Daf Gimel, like regarding Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, Klal Beis Hamikdash Harishon. This is something that many of the Sfarim speak about, that this Nekudo, and all say it in a very similar way. But just to end, I just want to bring the Chasam Sofer in Tshuva. The last Tshuva in Aruch Chaim is a Tshuva the Chasam Sofer wrote to the Maritz Chais. And B'toyich HaDevarim, when he's saying these things, you see that Chasam Sofer is going with the same Mahalach. But he adds one more thing, because one thing is a little hard to understand in our Gemara. Our Gemara is telling us that a Chacham does have some kind of Nevuah. And more brings a raya, the Gavurabba says something, you hear that he was mechaven alach l'meshe b'sinai. So what does that mean? Is it intelligence or it's a nevuah? So says the Chasam Sofer, the idea is when a person is toiling in Torah, he's able to reach hasagas in his understanding of Torah that is not something which is based on his level of understanding. Based on his darga, he should not be able to get to it. But he gets a siyata d'shmaya, that's the Ruach HaKodesh we're talking about. The Amelus B'Toyro gives him a siyata d'shmaya, that his Havana, his Seichel, is able to elevate to much higher dargis than where he's standing right now. And he goes on to explain that what does it mean, lo nitla nevuah mi'chachamim? That part that a person reaches through Chachma, through learning Toyro, you get to some level of Chiddush that comes from Shammai. So to summarize, Chacham Odev Minavi, because when a Navi is a way of understanding things through Re'iyah, through seeing. Chacham is through Seichel. But even through Seichel, you get to levels of Chiddush, the cover of Shamayim, especially Siyata Dishmaya, especially Ruach HaKodesh Bekirbom, which is Matana, comes from above, that's the Nevuah, which is within the Chachma. Anybody wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list, wants to go, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.